I won't be here but just a moment. You know, as I get to the end of the year, a lot of things that Brother Don said are on my mind. And have you ever considered in your life what it was really like to be thankful, to have real gratitude? You know, we've been given an enormous amount of gifts. You know, we've been given the gifts of our parents, our children, our friends, our neighbors, a great country to live in. But honestly, are we really thankful? This is a question I ask myself. This is why the story of the 10 lepers is so important to me. 90% of them took no time to give God any thanks. They had a busy life, a busy schedule, and yet they were all equally cleansed. Now, some of you might say, well, doesn't really matter. You know, they're going to heaven just like the next fella. That's the attitude of some folks. And as a matter of fact, it may be the attitude among us more than is the others, because a great number of God's people today live their entire life yoked. You know, the Bible says that the truth shall make you free. He declared that. And truth is very, very important. But Brother Don spoke of gifts. And we've been given many gifts. But we're told in John 3:16, for God so loved that he gave. And he gave his only begotten son that whoever was embraced in that world that was spoken of there would never perish. That means if you are one of God's elect, if you were chosen by God before the foundation of the world, if Jesus Christ's blood was shed for you, you're never going to perish. You're never going to perish. There's not anything that you and I can do to obtain heaven. And you know, the clearest teaching in the Bible of that lesson is, had you been able to obtain heaven, you or I, or the Jews of the Old Testament, Jesus Christ would have never had to came to this earth. He would not have came. Can you declare unto me that Christ came and died a tremendous death, was beaten so bad that his visage was more marred than any man? If you'd have walked with Christ in that day, after he had been beaten, you wouldn't have known who he was. That's how beaten this man was for you. That tells me that we've been given a gift, and in that gift, we'll never perish. We've been given the gift of eternal life, and that's in the person of Jesus Christ. Can you imagine that man coming, the Son of God, and dying in that manner, and possibly saving no one? Because that is the lesson that's taught. If by some means you've got to say something, do something, walk in a certain way, I don't care how good you walk and how righteous you think you are, I can tell you right now, Jesus came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And he didn't mean there are some righteous, because he tells us in Romans chapter 3, there is none righteous, no, not one. That was what you call a sarcastic statement, if you would, from the Lord Jesus Christ, because he knew there were multitudes of people that felt they were righteous. They felt they could attain a level in life that they could finally say, Lord, I have done enough. I have said the right things. I'm ready to enter into heaven. Now that would be right there a sin in itself, a sin of pride. Look at where I'm at. That's exactly the problem that those Jews had. There were 9 Jewish people and 1 Samaritan, I believe, of the 10 lepers. You know, he seen his own heart just like the publican did. The publican was likely a Jew too. But he had gotten so down in his way, he said, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. The gifts of God, as Brother Don said, are without repentance. God didn't send his only begotten son down here to do something that sinful man might finally get around to understanding. Because sinful man in that state would never get around to understanding it. By grace are we saved through faith, and that not ourselves. You know, when we ask for wisdom, and I certainly need it, the Bible says that God will give it liberally. Means we all want to talk about conservatism in this country and liberalism, don't we? But God said he liberally gives. I mean, you just got to ask with a sincere heart, and God will grant you the wisdom you need to go on. But one of the greatest verses when it comes to prayer that I believe, and we'll close with this verse, in 1 John chapter 5, and I believe it's verse 14. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, in agreement with his will, first of all, He says he hears us. The next verse tells us that we do have our petitions before him. Now, he didn't say, if you'll ask anything, I'll grant it to you immediately, exactly in the manner in which you asked it. But he said, he heard us. That's where it begins, God hearing us. You know, when we ask amiss, as Brother Don said, and we ask upon the lust of our flesh and the desires that we want in this world, he turns a deaf ear. You know, he tells us in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, you know, if we'll just humble ourselves, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. That's a tough one, isn't it? God's people don't think they're wicked. God's people think that they're straight in line. You know, I'm going to church. I'm praying. I'm doing a few things right, so everything must be right. But he said, only then will he even hear us. If we ask anything according to his will, in agreement with his will, he heareth us. That's where it begins. We want God to hear us. We have our petitions before him. And it just might be that this God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, might answer our prayer. And he might answer it in the way we want it. Certainly he'll answer it in the way that we need it. That's what's important. God's wisdom far exceeds the wisdom of this world or any wisdom you and I will ever have. So as we enter into 2017, honestly think about how thankful you are, because you can put your thoughts into what's wrong in your life, into your work. I see it. We live in a country now that God's people are probably as consumed with the world in which they live as I've ever known it, even in the days that I've lived. I've seen a great transformation in the minds and thoughts of people from 1970 to now. A great pulling away from God because they're consumed in this world. Begin this year by asking according to his will. We might be surprised what God will do to us. And may God bless us going forward.